Press us live.
Hello out there, it's your girl Princess of New Hood. This is Blackout Radio, my co-host Bunchy Carter. How you guys doing out there? Oh my goodness, it's been a busy week. Oh man, it's been blessings after blessings over here. You know, even though it's hot in Las Vegas, we've been in triple digits for about 2 weeks, but you know, being in the house and being able to just manage, you know, your mind, body, and soul. I've been working out. I don't know if people been seeing my Facebook, but I've been working out, trying to get fit, you know, and it's just been amazing. You know, I've been doing this for about 29 days now. So, you know, I downloaded Fitbit. I started following different people on there, and it's just been very motivational and supporting. So if you guys are, like, in any, oh, my goodness, like, just overwhelmed, depressed, you can't figure it out, just meditate, pray, go download Fitbit and get busy. Because working out has been wonderful for me. Like, people, my immediate family, they're like, oh, my gosh, you've been so distant. It's not that I'm trying to be distant. It's just I'm trying to get me right. So I'm sorry if I seem away or distant. It's just I got to make sure I'm all right. So I started doing that. But I love you guys. We do have a special guest. I know I've been promoting it, and our special guest will be tuned in soon. So please stay tuned for that. We do not want you guys to miss out on this special guest. I'll have him introduce himself when he gets on. I don't know if Bunchy's on, if he has anything to say.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Shout out to DJ Jay Sinatra. Like, he's been very supportive, sending us these awesome mix since last year. So, you know, we going to make sure we bless him, you know, make sure. And I see he's been doing it not just for me, but for other hosts as well on Blackout Radio. So shout out to him and his hard work. I mean, I know I be late timing on things, but I'm a princess. So he gets the job done. So we're going to make sure we look out for him. So he has made so many mix for us that, you know, the people that listen to it, they're shocked that, you know, that he put it together. So he even has his own page on Instagram now. You guys can go follow him on Instagram. You guys can follow him on Facebook. You guys follow me. I tag him in the morning. I know a lot of people who called in. I know you guys want to talk to us, and we would love to talk to everybody. So that's why I make sure I put the numbers on the flyers, make sure you guys call in as soon as possible, you know, because time waits for no one. So, and we don't want anyone missed out. So I thank you guys, especially our callers, because, you know, you guys call in, it's a show. You guys don't call in, it's not a show. So we really appreciate everyone that tunes in with Blackout Radio. Let's see, a couple things I want to talk about before everyone gets on. One Sunday out of the month, it's not going to be every Sunday, but one Sunday out of the month or Friday, I think it's coming up, but I am going to have a Gospel Sunday show. And that's going to be with some amazing gospel singers, you guys. So I felt like switching it up on Blackout Radio, you know, giving it a little flavor and some twist and bringing in some gospel singers because, you know, we all need a little church here and there. So please tune in for that. I did share the flyer on Facebook and Instagram and as well as tagging 1,000 people. But, yes, we can start with some music. Did Bunchy come in yet? Let's take a caller first.
919-417.
Hi, y'all. It's Tupac Tina.
Hey.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. I don't know if we got each other on Facebook or Instagram, but I do run a live Facebook show called Bump It or Dump It, and I've been playing your music on there. So I don't know if you had came in and seen me live or if you tuned in on it. Make sure you do that because I do be on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, what's your Facebook name?
It's, okay. I'm going to have to give you my Instagram name. Because my Facebook name is my personal name, yeah.
Okay.
And then once we follow each other on Instagram, then I'll be able to do my Facebook name because I don't want to just throw my Facebook name out there.
Yeah, I see.
It's Princess of New Hood.
Princess of New Hood.
Mm-hmm. If you want to follow
okay.
that one, also follow Black Eye Radio.
Okay.
Underscore PNB.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could follow that one too. And that's where we put, you know, the artists that that sends us their music. We promote your guys' interviews on there. Like, we do a lot on that music, the radio page name. So much of the Princess of New Hood is just more of just what I do. Black Eye Radio page is definitely the page you want to follow. Because I follow different people. Yeah, so I got, like, productions on that page. I got, you know, DJs on that page, on the Black Eye Radio page. So it's a must you follow that page. So what have you been doing lately?
Nothing. I will be doing my podcast tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I've been writing music. I came out with some new videos on my YouTube page. You can check me out at Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube, T-U-P-A-X-T-I-N-A Jackson on YouTube.
All right. I hope everyone got that down. Yes, girl. So make sure you hurry up and add us. That way I can give you my Facebook name, and then you can go live with me and on Wednesdays when you have time. Because I'm going to still be playing the song in rotation.
Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate
All right.
that.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. We got more callers.
Wait, just a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, 415-375. Yo, what's up,
Hello.
Princess? How you doing? It's old man from San Francisco.
How are you? How are you?
I'm so blessed. I can't complain. I love it. How you doing today?
I am doing wonderful today. I really appreciate your support for my live Bump It or Dump It show on Wednesday. We have Mr. Shaq.
Oh, yeah. Dummy. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
You're
you
welcome.
Playing that song. Man, and
yes.
everybody's loving it. And not only that, I've been blessed to be, I've been blessed the last couple of days for a couple of people to ask for that song to be played on the DJ mix. So, played it today on Kingstown Radio. That's a new radio station that's doing DJ Jay Sinatra. For anybody that wants to send their music to him, you can hit him up on Facebook, and he'll play your music as long as you send it to him and give him a short bio with it, and he'll play it the following week. Like he played Dummy today, right, at 12 o'clock.
Okay. I like that one.
Yeah, and he's going to play Blood, Sweat, and Tears next week. So,
He's been working.
Yeah, I'm working. You know what I'm saying? This coronavirus ain't stopping me from doing nothing.
Oh, no.
You understand? That just inspired me to do
even
more. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's snowy outside don't mean you got to stop. See, we can make too many excuses, you understand? I come from a different I come from a different generation. Call me old and ancient if you want. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. We had to work for what we want in life.
Exactly.
Black folks ain't never gave us nothing. They ain't gave us nothing.
Exactly.
So if you're sitting around waiting for somebody to give you something and you want to play victim and I can't do this
exactly.
and I can't do that and ain't nobody helping me, that's a bunch of bullshit. We came in here on spaceship.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody helped us. You know what I'm saying? I'm
yeah.
old and ancient, whatever. My mother walked to work. My grandmother
right.
walked to work. We didn't ride the bus. You remember? If people don't remember,
yeah.
we didn't ride the bus. We couldn't ride the bus. We couldn't walk in the restaurants. We couldn't go to school. We couldn't walk in the same bathroom, drink the same water. So how I'm old
right.
and ancient. This is, look what's happening now. Ain't shit changed.
Exactly.
Oh. They ain't hanging motherfuckers no more. No, they shooting our children in the streets. And we ain't doing shit but running our mouth.
To each
we
other.
We want
to
play baseball. We want to play football.
Yeah.
And the children's getting shot down the street. I ain't going to watch no football, no baseball until white folks change this shit up and give us our rightful place. That's how I'm going. I'm not watching no goddamn sports no more. You can say
he said,
you
I'm
want
not watching.
About me. I'm not supporting nothing until white folks give us our rightful place. That's what time it is, 2020. We gonna break. I'm breaking these chains. It's time for us to break these shackles and chains.
Hmm.
And stop depending, asking these
you
white
make sure
folks
you
for something.
Tune in on our gospel
yeah.
show. I'm gonna have a gospel
yeah,
show coming July 31st.
You know I am. I'm gonna
to,
support you. You know that.
Exactly.
You know that.
It's gonna be very nice. Very nice.
Your family. You understand? You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And let me go and let you go and get somebody else to talk. You know, you find me on OMF Posse on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And my show is Sunday because I missed it on Wednesday. So we're going to do the show on Sunday at 1 p.m. This Sunday coming, July 12th, 1 p.m. Specific 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So thank you, again, I'll talk to you Sunday. You're going to have your show Sunday, right? For what you call it?
Yes, next, yeah.
Freestyle Sunday.
Uh-huh. We're going to have we're going to have that one in the Wednesday, Bump It or Dump It.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you Sunday then.
All righty, I'll talk to you Sunday.
All right. Peace. I'm on Math and Mouth. Peace.
Same to you. All right, y'all got to pay attention. I'm telling y'all, okay, our elders, they do know what they be talking about. All right, well, did Bunchy get in yet?
Yeah, you right here.
Yo.
All right, hello.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
How are you?
Oh, man, you know, colon, hectic shit.
That's good.
But I'm here.
Yeah, of course.
Here.
All
deal?
The time. Okay. I was just, you know, telling them some good stuff and, you know, we were just waiting for you to come on in. I'm still waiting for, I know, so you guys, make sure you're tuned in. I don't know exactly when, but our special guest will be live on Blackout Radio, so you do not want to
miss
out on
that show.
Oh,
good, so I didn't miss him.
No.
Oh,
No. Not yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So we took some calls. Okay. So he will be in half of the show. So you guys make sure you're tuned in about half of the show around 4:30 their time, which is 1:30 our time. So we got enough time to get into some mix. And some other songs and take some callers, okay?
Yes, indeed. Sound like a plan.
Sorry, y'all. Sorry. Ooh, that was the watch. Okay. All right. So we did take some callers. Let's get into. Let's see. Let's get into, I don't know. I don't know what song to get into. We can get into the because I know I sent some music.
What's up with your boy, Streets King Ting? Let's get into, do we got some of his music?
Who?
Streets King Ting, the one you just interviewed. And I'm going to be interviewing him later on today. We had to reschedule our interview.
Oh, Street.
Scheduling.
Street.
Yeah. Yeah, Street.
I don't think so. I don't think I sent it to here. I did not send them to Tier at all. Not by mistake. Like, I didn't do it on purpose. Like, you know, it was just like,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it just didn't happen to go down.
Yeah, but no, he is definitely going to be on Blackout Radio. It's just I didn't have a chance to do that. But we do we could do Cam. If we still got Cam.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
They gonna tell you I went. They gonna tell you I went. They gonna tell you I went. Pop star. They gonna tell you. Huh? They probably tell you I went pop. Huh? Until a nigga play with me and he get pop. Yeah. I'm up on road with BET without my gloss. Huh? I'm ready to beat a nigga up like I'm the Rock. Let's go. It's ready to sweep a nigga up because he hot. Huh? Mm-mm. She ready to eat a nigga up until he locks. Yeah. She hit the brakes and speed it up like she a cop. Mm. Now she got her hands behind her head like I'm a cop. Huh? I told her fuck the police. Yeah. She right beside me and she sending news. She fuck my bitches cool, I'm fucking niggas bitches too. If you try my shoes, they ain't gon' fit me and you wear different shoes. Had to dumb it down for them to bite, now it's time to switch to blue. Okay. I pulled up smooth with my lil' babe, but I could've came with your boo. Uh-huh. If you with this shit like I'm with this shit, and they play, they gon' make the news. Yeah. I was in your sis on Sunday, yeah. At your grandma play, she cool. Uh-huh. And if she raise you, I don't want her play. No, I ain't even take her food. No thanks. Baby Bougie, he be turning down no kind of hoes. He took my bitch in Nike, I'm rockin' designer clothes. I told her sorry, I'm not fucking, baby, I'm not a hoe. That bitch is knocking at my door like they was dominoes. They gon' say I went pop, huh? Until a nigga play with me and he get pop. Yeah, I'm up on road with BET without my gloss. Huh? I'm ready to beat a nigga up like I'm the Rock. Let's go. It's ready to sweep a nigga up because he hot. Huh? Mm-mm. She ready to eat a nigga up until he locks. Yeah. She hit the brakes and speed it up like she a cop. Mm. Now she got her hands behind her head like I'm a cop. Huh? I told her fuck the police. Yeah.
Taking a trip to Mexico, I'm coming right back in town. I sell a lot of Fetico, been trying to slow it down. It's taking a toll, I put a 2 on that and then I make it bounce. I took a 36 to 108 and weigh up every ounce. I'm a plug, working a drug hub out in H-Town. Hey, what up? You my little love bug, you with gays now. Penetrate while I grip a waist, push your face down. Concentrate, boom, with that bass, making gray sound. Got a graveyard up front of my belt, more murders than New Mexico. Dirt around extension, many glizzy and I'm dirty. I'm home. Racking the cartel, I got control in this bitch. Still a fuck you for a show and get you showed in this bitch. Red when a done dot a bitch, me Puerto Rico gangland. 100 bricks ain't nothing, I push the button and make the plane land. Show some of you niggas how to grind about the hoes. Then I tied you in with me, go then I got you another load.
Told you how to pop, huh? Until a nigga play with me and he get pop. Yeah, I'm up on road with BET without my gloss. Huh? I'm ready to beat a nigga up like I'm the Rock. Let's go. It's ready to sweep a nigga up because he hot. Mm-mm. She ready to eat a nigga up until he locks. Yeah. She hit the brakes and speed it up like she a cop. Mm. Now she got her hands behind her head like I'm a cop. Huh? I told her fuck the police. Yeah.
Y'all ready to take some callers?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, y'all ready to take 206-899.
Hello.
Yo, what's the deal?
How are you?
You calling me?
206-899, you're live.
Hello. Hope connection's not messing up over there.
Yeah, that's the caller.
Can you hear us?
206-899, that's the caller.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, what's good, yo? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, please just state your name and where you're from.
It's Vicious Vic from Seattle. All the way from Seattle, man. Calling to check
okay.
in.
Okay, Seattle. What you doing out there? You got some music?
Yeah, I got music on the way. You can follow me on Instagram, ViciousVic206 official. I was just in the studio last night, honestly. Getting it
okay.
In.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I just
you said
dropped
your Instagram is Vic.
Vicious Vic.
Uh huh.
Yeah, the Instagram is ViciousVic206 underscore official.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Twitter too at ViciousVic206 as well.
All right, so you looking to get your music played?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna follow you, okay?
All right, for sure.
And then we can make arrangements. We can make some arrangements to get your music played, possibly get you an interview if you're ready for all that stuff. So
yeah, I'm ready.
In contact. You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you all the information into your Instagram, okay? I'm going to be under Princess of New Hood. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Make sure you call in every Friday, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, y'all stay blessed.
Same to you.
What's up?
All right. We got any more callers?
Hey, family. It's Ann Jules calling in.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
How are you?
I'm good, family. How are you?
We're good.
It's always the same. Another one
is
like
that Monty Carter out there?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right.
Man.
All right. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Black Tear. I'm Blackout Radio. I'm Princess of New Hood. Yay. All
right.
So
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Y'all. Thank you so much.
Really, really. Make sure we're going to have to talk about that ladies' night, Friday's ladies' night show, because it's going to be nice. It's going to be real nice.
Oh, most definitely. I'm so ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to do that before. Women in Business was the show I did on Top Star Hip Hop Radio. But so I got a little experience on me right now. But, yeah, that would be
mm-hmm.
so much fun to get back into that and do that. And,
yes.
you know, we need
yes.
to do that.
No, really.
We really,
really
do.
Really do.
We got to show
yeah.
some props to all the women doing a lot of good things out there in the world. I can think of a
yes.
lot of women I'd love to have
right?
already.
Exactly.
You know? I've got
exactly.
at least a couple handfuls.
Well, hey, the more the merrier. That's good, you know, because we need to do stuff like that. Exactly. So many women out in so many different states, you know, so we need to come together and just have some appreciation for ourselves and our hard work and what we've done, you know.
Exactly.
We don't get that much support, especially when it comes to woman, you know. We don't give each other that much credit, you know. So
word.
You got to start somewhere.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sis. Preach. Talk. Say it.
Yeah, she said preach, okay? I'm gonna save all that for that show, you know.
Right.
I'm gonna get into it, for real. But yes, we appreciate your support ever since, you know, 2016. It's just been nothing
Indeed.
But blossoms, you know. So
yeah,
I really appreciate all you guys.
Same to you. I mean, you always. you know, posting comments and saying, you know, you support me, and, like, you know, I post some freaky stuff sometimes, and I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to put this out there, you know, but this is what goes through my mind, and
right?
I do it, and I'm like, oh, but, you know, I don't get too much slack, which is good.
Which is good. No?
I love the respect.
And that's good.
So I
and that,
thank you.
And that's good.
I thank you, and I show it right back.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm very grateful to my Blackout Radio family because Black Tier and, you know, when he told us all to be calling up back in 2015 when he started this show.
Yeah.
On Tuesday nights, he ran it from 10 o'clock to like 1 o'clock at night sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'd be on the whole freaking time listening
and
promoting.
Girl,
and I didn't have anything
to
promote. I just lost my husband
show.
Back then. I was just like, I'm a singer. And look at what I've done, you know, through him and through all the opportunities that I've gotten through this platform and meeting so many cool people, including, I was hoping to talk to Positive K. Is he on here yet?
No, you have not missed him. So stay tuned. He will be
on. Sweet, I'd love to talk to him only because I've been listening to him. I think he's a little older than I am, but he might even be my same age, but... Oh, man, listening to his music back in the day with MC Light and...
Right?
I've been a fan forever, since the 90s, at least since I've heard his stuff and been singing his stuff. So, and heard, MC Light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I represent that old school hip-hop, classic hip-hop, because, shout out to the Temple Dynasty and Sugar Hill Gang and the Wu-Tang Clan, you know, all these people that...
Right?
I'm so blessed with in my life. It's crazy, but we lost our bandmate Rob Denoise Temple, who's he's Sugar Hill Gang's DJ in April. But I just talked to his daughter, and we're gonna be releasing the track. I got her a nice attorney through Terry Moorer. I connected her to him, and he works. This is such a small world. He worked with Queen Latifah and. I think he'd be great for your show, too. Queen Latifah and MC Light. And Sinead O'Connor. I mean, if you look out terrymoore.com, you can hear the songs that he's worked with. And I met him through Lindell Spirit, through VIP Magazine when I was in it. And I had them on my show back in the day, on Power Talk. And so I'm really grateful to be that bridge. And if I can do that for you guys and anyone else, then... Just hit me up. I've been collecting people from Africa to New York, you know, to put them together today and just, you know, getting all these connections. I'm like, I just do whatever the Most High tells me to do, and that's all I that's all I can
say. Amen. No, for real. And it's good when you finally get to do what it is that you want to do, you know, setting aside. So, you know, because we always set aside things, you know, and one day we just come to our senses and be like, no, I'm not setting aside that. I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
And it feels good, you know.
It does.
It feels good.
Because you know what, at the end of the day, if the Most High, if I die in my sleep, then I will have helped and made all these other people happy and successful. And that's where I find my success. When I got, you know, the platform, I was the media, the co-host with, you know, Waka Flocka's guy, OG Mac Drama, and I was using that platform to bring and lift up all my people and put them in the spotlight. And it made me feel so good. And I've always
known
that if you can't be happy for other people's success, then you'll never be happy for your own. So I have no problem throwing other singers out there and being like, this girl's got a voice. You know, it doesn't hurt me to say that. I don't compete.
Exactly.
So that's why I love you and your vibration and your energy. And we've talked a lot about spirituality
stuff.
And I'm so grateful. So thank you.
That's why we're going to have that show on Friday. On Friday.
Yes.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely have our Friday.
I gave you my number. We'll connect after the show. Whenever we're free. It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy day. Crazy couple of days. But yeah, I don't want to take up too much time because I know you got a really nice show ahead, and I'll continue to listen and call in to show my support for you guys. And
amen.
I definitely will love being a guest on your show too someday. I've gotten a lot of.
We're gonna get that all together.
Yeah, that's
together.
For sure a good look. That'll be a good look.
We
right
have
here.
To. Yes,
thank you, thank you.
To.
I'm so ready to release this track. Deja Vu for You that Robin Noyce Temple wrote. This man told Wonder Mike, his cousin, and Melly Mel, and all these people, like all these rappers he's known, he said, they all wanted this track. And that man, he's an angel in heaven
oh,
now.
Oh, wow.
He gave it to us. He gave it to me. And I'm just like,
oh, wow.
I'm so humbled by that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I got to do right. I got to do
Amen.
Right by him. And his legacy,
Amen.
And his art, and his honor, and his family. So,
Amen. You got it, girl. You
thank
got
you,
it.
Sister. I love you guys. I thank you so much for
love
your
you
support.
Yeah, you're going to rock that shit.
Well, you know, once it's out, I'll be throwing it at all the hosts. So,
oh,
most
man.
Definitely,
oh,
you guys will be rocking
that. We can't wait. We cannot wait.
Me too, me too.
Okay.
Just keep up the positive vibes. Keep up the joy and
most
the happiness.
Definitely.
That is our superpower. You can get
let's
anything
go.
You want.
Thank
you. You. Know. Thank you, my brother, my family, king and queen. You guys take care. If for all the college
yeah.
listeners, if you don't know who we are, if you've never heard of what I do or who I am, or I humbly say, you can check me out on, check us out on all the platforms. We're on AgelessAngelsMusic.com, and I think I'm out, you guys. Salute, fam, and many blessings to Positive K. I hope to speak to him later if I can, but I'm going to continue to enjoy the show. So you guys,
all
I'll
right.
talk to you later.
Talk to you
yeah,
later.
Yeah. Peace.
Right, indeed, indeed.
Be blessed.
Yeah,
okay.
It's always good to hear from all of us, the ones that's been calling since we started.
Is he
yeah.
on it, Tim?
Yes, indeed.
Well, not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. God is good all the time.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Princess of New Hood, and you're tuning in on Blackout Radio, where you get the hottest tunes, Cypher Sundays, and much more. I'm Princess of New Hood, and this is my co-host, Bunchy Carter, and we going down. Shout out to DJ Jay Sinatra on the mix.
DJ Jay Sinatra in the mix.
What's up, baby? I've been eyeing you. Time and time again, I've been trying to get a little closer, but you won't let it.
Well, if I see something I want, I just go out and get it. I'm like a floozy, I'm choosing. I don't fall for tricks, cause I be running games like the New York Knicks.
But on the square, dear, you know your style are really tempting.
Don't try to gas me up on a tank that is empty.
I'm positive that I'm kicking the fat.
Well, I'm light, and you got to kick it better than that.
But I'm on the way live, and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me? You think you're all that?
No, you think you're all of this. With your baby talking, you're excuse me, miss.
Well, I'm smooth. And hey, look, it's only right. I thought that we can get together and maybe we can...
But guys like you just want to hit in one look. We're not the two, and I'm not the one. But you got some thoughts about taking me to bed. Chill out and get a $5 crack.
But I'm all the way live, and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having.
Excuse me, miss.
Nuh-uh, I'm not have.
He's on the line.
Hey, Positive K on the check-in.
Yo.
Hello.
What's going on?
How
what's
are
happening?
You?
I can't complain.
It's all right.
Okay, my pleasure, my pleasure. Oh, my God.
Heard y'all rocking
okay.
that. I'm not having it. I just heard that I'm not having it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah.
We have to push that energy because, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Pam,
I got
that
bag in the sun, right? Much appreciated.
Okay,
much appreciated.
Tell our callers who you are, because we did not let them know anything. We said special guest, so they did not know who the special guest
okay.
is.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the one to know. This is Positive K on the check-in. Positive K. Mr. I'm not having it. This is what your man got to do with me. Mr. Make It Happen,
right?
Baby. Mr. Exclusive. I'm right here with you today, man. I'm here with Princess. What's happening?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother, so much for accepting this interview. You know, having someone that we grew up listening to, you know, I would never thought I would even be this close to just be on a phone or standing next to anyone that I watched growing up on music videos and, you know, live concerts you guys did. You know, like, this is something my dad was made sure I listened to your guys' music, you know, coming from the West Coast, and he just like, look, I'm going to show you something different, okay? Your guys' music is very...
Thanks for the compliment.
Awesome.
You make me feel kind of old right now, but thanks for the compliment, though.
Hey, I did my research,
too.
Yeah,
I'm
with
your dad. Yeah, okay. All right.
Look, no. I'm not going to tell you my age, but I did my research, so I know.
But,
you look good. You look very good. Very, very,
well,
very good.
Oh, once again, thank you for the compliment. But, you know, I feel the same way when I get around, like, Melly Mel and Busy B and these guys, you know, my heroes, man, the guys I looked up to coming up. So I know the feeling that you have, you know.
Right.
And I appreciate
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, highly. We do have some questions that we wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Bunchy, you could go ahead.
I personally want to know, what was it like being on duets with MC Light when nobody was doing stuff like that at the time? Like, you had Shantae, but it was like, you know what I mean? You guys were like a new version of that.
Now, well, let's be clear. They weren't no real duets at that point in time, and there wasn't no duets to the level of when me and MC Light did it. You know, two individual
right.
artists that got together and did a song. The dialogue that we did was unheard of and was never done. I was a big fan of Marvin Gaye, and I wanted to make a hot record, and I didn't know what to do because Light had crammed to Understand You, and Milk D had the top billing out, you know, and I'm like, I need something kind of hot, you know. So I was like, I asked myself a question. I said, if you was Marvin Gaye, what would you do? You know, and I'm like, well, I remember Marvin Gaye did nothing but duets. He had Tammy Terrell and him and then Diana Ross. And I was like, you know, I think I need to do the same thing. Nobody's ever done that. And I was like, let me try that. So I racked my brains for a minute, man, and I finally came up with I'm Not Having It. And thanks to Marvin Gaye and the energy from Marvin, you know, there it is. You know, so that's how I'm Not Having It was born.
And a new Wayne was born.
That's it, baby. You know,
like,
new Wayne
so
was born.
So many people have followed in your footsteps. You got
man.
Fab and Lil
man.
Bo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got so
man.
Many hookers that came from what y'all did.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, that's the prototype. That was the first. And, you know, then I followed it up with the sequel of I Got a Man. But it was definitely a pleasure to work with Light, you know. I thought we had great chemistry. Matter of fact, we just did the recent one, though. I'm still not having it, which was really dope, you know. And, you know, we did
nice.
That. But, you know, she's dope. She's a dope artist, man. She's a dope lyricist. And it was a pleasure to work with her. And hopefully one day in the future we'll
right.
do some more stuff.
And that's the beauty of doing the music video, the chemistry. Because if you don't have chemistry, the music video is not going to mix. You know?
I was like,
yeah, you can't take that on camera.
People can tell. They can tell if it's awkward, it's kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? People know what it is.
Your videos made it seem like it was going to be a movie. So I was I'm looking at it like, okay.
Right.
I got that a lot.
I seen some living color skins in your like, okay, yes. What's next? What's next from Positive K? Right? Wow.
Yeah, no, that's
wow.
dope.
And
that's
you
dope.
Came
that's
back
dope.
Out. I have another question. Then, first started, where did you see your music going 10 years from when you first started?
I'll tell you. I was looking way beyond the scope of what I was doing. I feel that I didn't really hit the mark I wanted to hit. You know, I really wanted to be the new young Barry Gordy. And
right.
I was definitely putting that energy out there for a lot of people. I wanted to bring a lot more groups into the business than transpired. I wanted to do a little bit more introduction of new artists. I wanted to change the face of music, me myself,
Amen.
As far as what I did. And I think I did that, creating a new genre of rap, you know, a whole new style that everybody definitely got on. I think I accomplished that.
Exactly.
But business-wise, right. I wanted to do a little bit more as far as having a roster of artists. Like, yeah, I brought this person in, I brought that person in, I brought that person in. So, you know,
right.
I think I accomplished 50% of it. But it's not over yet. It's not done. We're still here. Still
no,
working.
It's not. It's not.
That is.
Yeah.
It's not. And we're going to get into that because you came back, and you came back just in time. Just in time. For Black Lives Matter,
yeah.
And you came back with this hot track, you know, and you got to work with people in today, because Nitro G's, he did the music video, and I was shocked.
Nitro.
I'm like, oh, wow, you know, like.
Yeah, Nitro's dope.
With,
Nitro nailed that. Yeah,
yes,
Nitro nailed that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And you got to work with someone who's starting now, you know, so, and that's what amazed
right.
me, because I'm like, wow, we put in legends with new people. Oh,
right.
Oh, wow, this is gonna be nice.
Well, big shout to Nitro for that. He definitely put his foot
much
in that
love.
Video there. I really appreciate him. He's a dope talent. I was blessed with his talent to do that, you know. But let's start living. He kind of brought
Man,
the vibe and the
is...
energy that I wanted to be.
Say that again.
I mean, he definitely brought the vibe and the energy where it needed to be.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Wow. And I liked it. Like, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Who says you can't come with a banger comeback? You can't.
Hey,
it's always been
that,
in you.
Yeah. It was produced by DR, period. He did a lot of the MOP stuff, a lot of the MOP tracks, Andy Up, and how about some hardcore?
Ah.
He's the one who produced, Let's Start Living. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate, you know, that you did that track just in time, you know, because a handful of people coming out with, you know, Black Lives Matter tracks and, you know, keeping it peaceful, you know, and so I really appreciate you taking your time out to even do that. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Thank you so very much. You know, it was my next release. It was my next release, and I really didn't plan for it to be, you know, that kind of a song. But you know, it was more or less a hood. It was a hood record. I was just talking about the struggles in the tribe of living in the hood. You know, pain, hope, and triumph.
Right.
And when the pandemic hit, the song took a life of its own, and it just it fell into that pocket. And I was like, hey. You know, it's what it's supposed to be. You know, so everything happens
exactly.
for a reason. I truly
yeah.
believe that. So
Man,
it all happens
God
for a
good.
Reason. Yeah.
God
sure
is good.
All the time. All the time.
Okay. Well, we need to shout out our DJ because he did make a nice mix for you. If you have time,
yeah,
I hope you got time to hear some of it. Shout out to DJ Jay Sinatra for making this mix for Positive K. We appreciate
him. Hey, shout
out
to the DJ, man.
Out.
Shout out to the DJ. Big shout out, man. I love the DJ.
Man.
Let me tell you something. I tell everybody, half of people on my social media is not but DJ. I rock with all the
right.
DJs, man. So big shout out to the DJs, man.
Shout out to
Wasn't
the
DJ.
DJ
yeah,
we wouldn't
indeed.
Be nowhere without the DJ. All right?
No, you can't.
For real. That's real.
Man.
Before you could advertise yourself on any platform, it was the DJ who let you know who was hot.
Exactly.
That's right. And before you could rhyme, when you had a rap group in the beginning, it was the DJ was the most important guy. You had to have a DJ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You ain't had no group.
Yeah.
You had
the dopest raps promoting the DJ. That's what it was
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
The battle was about.
Exactly.
Look at my
That's
DJ.
What it was about, the DJ. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's get into that mix and let's hear what he did for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, bucket the range, drink a bit accidentally, he give you a bucket some change. This ain't Pulp Fiction, this is real as some pain. I don't do it to play the ball, better damn thing range. The good life is the hood life, ain't showing no shame. Buy a 40 with some food stamps, give me my change. You gotta know these things to get your ghetto degrees. Like the best macaroni's made for government cheese. You know the situation, we all in the vice. Coming up in the hood is like rolling some dice. I'll hit y'all with some shit, but y'all ain't knowing it yet. See y'all in positive, live from the toe with a get. Come on.
Young ones must learn. My emotions on my trip just like
Notch.
Cut that tricking disease, but I'm immune to the germ. See, I got a link, but not that link on my neck. I link with bad bitches, y'all ain't hearing the fact, and y'all ain't hearing me yet. Cause when I'm here on the set, I cause a staring effect. I'm hitting bad bitches like a deer in a wreck. Nah, I love us, but I'm here for the check. And that's okay, it's a perfect.
All right, okay.
Hey, baby. Oh, he took me. I like that.
He took me to my workout music.
Yeah, he took me there with that. Okay.
For real.
He took me there with that. All right. All right. No
complaints. Workout mix. Right.
What I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. See, I knew it was going to be nice. Because that's what he said.
That's a nice mix. Very nice mix.
Okay.
Yeah, salute.
Yeah.
That was a dope
all B-sides, no singles.
There you go, baby.
Burning all calories over here in Vegas.
Burning all calories, that's right.
For
that's
real.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good music. None of that hoorah, hoorah, rah, rah. I can't deal with it. I can't.
But you know, that has that energy, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
New York started the city that don't sleep energy. That's the first city I ever knew of that was, like, always going. I never knew about Vegas.
Exactly.
24 hours, baby.
Mm-hmm. No matter what time you
all
touch
night.
Down, you can get whatever you need to get done.
Almost definitely.
Exactly.
You're making me miss that right now.
I unfortunately didn't get to be raised out there. I was born in Lenox Hill Hospital.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh.
Lenox Hill, okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I ended
That's
up moving
nice.
There.
My
mom's moved to L.A. when I was three. Yeah, my mom's moved to L.A. and I was when I was
Don't
three.
Worry, man.
That's where I've been all the rest of my life.
You still got that New York baby. You're born in New York. You're always from New York.
Hey.
I always get the nobody really knows where I'm from type of vibe anywhere I go.
That's
right.
Exactly.
I love it out there in New York. New York is the most heart-filling state to be in because I didn't get as much respect as I did where my mom is from on the West Coast than I would where my dad is from on the East Coast. And that was kind of crazy because I'd rather stay with my dad and then be like, summertime come, I'd be like, I don't want to go to my mom's house, because in the East Coast is so much fun. You know, being raised in Brooklyn, and then I finally got to go back when I was a little older, you know, and my daughter's dad, he's from out there, so she gets to go out there, you know, so she gets to know that side too as well, you know, and it's totally different from the West Side. It's totally different.
Hey, I love both of them, you know. I lived in L.A. for a while, so I love both towns, you know. I love both towns.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm gonna tell you what I don't love about both towns, and that's the traffic. I can't deal with that LA traffic and that New York traffic. That 10 freeway. Oh my God, that 10 is serious.
Oh yeah, it's too much.
The 10 and the 405. No matter where you go in LA,
no matter where you're going, man.
No matter where you're going. I'd rather transit and do the old school busing and train. That's me. I'll take the train. I would not get on that freeway.
Yeah, it's rough.
But I don't know if Bunchy has any more questions he wanted to ask you. I know I had one more, and that was it.
Sure.
I think we had a really good conversation. I mean, I got ashamed of Spuds.
We just hanging out, right?
Well, I wanted to know one thing.
This was awesome.
I just want to know one thing, and then we can finish, because I know, and they're going to want to ask a couple questions before you go. But my last question to you was, who are your top five artists of all time?
Can't do a five because of the era I came from. It's a lot of
top
people.
Top three. I'm
it's
sorry.
Like a,
top three.
Top three. Yeah, top three, Melly Mel, Kumo D, and Grandmaster Caz. That's it for me.
Okay.
You know, those are my heroes. Those are the guys I looked up to when I was coming up, and I was in there. Yeah.
Ooh, we're not even gonna tell the youngsters how the host, the Sugar Hill Gang, stole Cass's rhyme book. We're not even gonna
get
into
that.
No, we're not.
That's a whole other show.
Right, right. So we just want to know positive K's top three artists.
That was it. Kumo D, Melly Mel. And Grandmaster Caz, that's it.
And Grandmaster Caz.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds
that's it for me.
Very good talk. That sounds good. Let's take one caller before you leave, brother. Take one caller.
443-527.
Hello.
Hey,
it's your girl, Royal. I am doing fine. This is Royal Crunch.
That's good. Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you doing there?
Made it just in time.
I know, right? I did. Well, definitely, I have to, you know, shout you guys out and also, you know, hello, Positive K. I think you probably recognize my voice. Yes. but how is everybody doing today?
Maintain it.
Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming on, you know, and doing the interview with us last week, me and my co-host, Mr. Rento, that
Yes, I remember. Yeah, how you doing?
Yep, I'm doing good. You know, today here in Baltimore, we have our, first showcase, you know, since our state has been opening up. You know, we got Big Melly, she'll be here. It's actually a day party, and then we have, like, a networking event later on tonight. So,
sounds
super
good.
Excited about that.
Okay, keep working,
well,
girl. That's exactly
you guys be safe out there, man. Congratulations on the reopening, but you guys be safe, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Dude,
you know,
that's going to be.
Yeah. Excited about it.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Right? That's good. You guys are working with female artists. I like female artists. I really do.
You know what? Actually, the first showcase that I did was all female artists.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yep, that was my very first showcase. It was an all female artist showcase, and it hurt me so bad because I did not have good turnout, and I was like, I didn't. Yes, it was my first time, but it was like I just didn't get that. I felt like, you know, I got some hot artists. I was like, oh, this is gonna be good. It's the end, but you know, you live and you learn, and you know, that's just the nature of the business. But if anyone would like to know how they can, know more about our show or, try to get your music heard or schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover on IG, because I know you guys don't have a lot of time. But I definitely appreciate y'all, and shout out to
Angie. You're welcome.
Well,
thank you.
On here. Yeah. And y'all be safe out there, and y'all have a great day.
All right.
We appreciate your time, Mr. Positive K. You keep coming out with them
so
nice songs, man. Thank you so much. Shout out to him.
I'm going to do my best to come out with new songs. And I want to thank you guys for having me. And thanks for keeping hip hop alive. You guys are doing a great job. Keep the platform open for a lot of new artists, a lot of veterans. And let's just keep it going. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Salute to all of you.
Amen. Thank you so much, brother.
Appreciate y'all. All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Peace.
You're welcome.
Peace.
Oh, wow. That was a very, very, very amazing show.
This was a great show.
We really appreciate everybody that tuned in, that was able to call, listen to music. That was Positive K, you guys. Tune in. Follow him on all social media platforms. Go check out Start.
Shout
Living.
Out to DJ
oh,
Jason Sinatra for that mix, too.
Man, for that mix. This is Blackout Radio. I'm your girl, Princess of Newhood. My co-host, Bunchy Carter. Blackout Radio. Tune in next week, you guys. All right, bye.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Princess of New Hood, and you're tuning in on Blackout Radio, where you get the hottest tunes, Cypher Sundays, and much more. I'm Princess of New Hood, and this is my co-host, Bunchy Carter, and we going down. Shout out to DJ Jay Sinatra on the mix.
DJ Jay Sinatra.